son of Norway's crown princess suspected of 23 offences including rape, date modified colon 2025-06-2017-17:06:51.227Z, description colon the 28-year-old, who does not have a royal title, has denied the three rape allegations, Son of Norway's crown princess suspected of rape, police say, 4 days ago, save, Fiona Nimini, save, Getty Images, Marius Borghibbi sitting next to his mother Norwegian crown princess met Marit at an event in 2022, the son of Norway's crown princess is suspected of three rapes and 23 other offences, police said on Friday. Marius Borghibbi, who is the stepson of Norway's future king, was arrested three separate times last year, in August, September, and November. After a 10-month investigation, Norwegian police have now handed the case over to prosecutors who will decide whether to press charges, police attorney Andreas Krzyzewski said. Hibby's lawyer Petter Sokolik said his client was taking the accusations very seriously, but doesn't acknowledge any wrongdoing in most of the cases, especially the cases regarding sexual abuse and violence. The 28-year-old, who does not have a royal title or official duties, had been under investigation since his arrest on August 4, 2024 on suspicion of assault. In a statement, Oslo Police District said they carried out a thorough investigation, with a large number of witness interviews, several searches and a review of extensive digital material. Hibby was questioned several times during the autumn of 2024 and spring of 2025 and cooperated with the police, the statement said. Amongst the offences police said Hibby was suspected of were 4 counts of sexually offensive behaviour, 1 count of abuse in a close relationship and 2 counts of bodily harm. Police confirmed that some cases involving sexual offences had been dismissed due to statute of limitations and evidentiary reasons. I cannot go into further detail about the number of victims in the case beyond confirming that it is a double-digit number, Mr. Krzyzewski said. The Royal House of Norway noted in a statement that the case was proceeding through the legal system and had nothing further to add, Norway.